two stories now from the Middle East, both of which appear linked to branches of Al-Qaeda. We begin with an attack on a Catholic church in Baghdad yesterday. Gunmen took worshippers hostage. When Iraqi security forces stormed the church, dozens were killed and many more wounded. NPR's Kelly McEvers is in Iraq to tell us more. And Kelly, how did this all unfold?
Well, some officials are saying this actually was a robbery gone wrong. The attack started when militants ambushed a checkpoint outside the Baghdad Stock Exchange. And the stock exchange is very close to this church. The militants threw some grenades, killing two security guards. The stock exchange was closed, so once they got inside, the militants then fled into the church. At first, they grabbed a construction crew as hostages, so people who were working on part of the church. But then it turns out there was an evening mass service going on, and they also seized some worshipers.
So they're in this church, Our Lady of Salvation Church, and the militants, it's not clear why they went there in the first place, but did they begin making demands?
An organization that monitors militant statements online says the Islamic State of Iraq, that's the group that had carried out this attack, put out a statement calling the church a den of idolatry and demanding that the Coptic Christian Church of Egypt release women who they say were being held captive. What's still unclear is whether this statement appeared before or during the raid here in Iraq.
So how did the siege end? Obviously quite deadly.
Yeah, Iraqi counterterrorism forces surrounded the church and then stormed it. In the end, several Iraqi forces were killed. At least 30 hostages, including women and children, were killed in the raid. And several militants were killed, and at least 8 more were detained. Witnesses said they saw American troops taking part in the raid. American officials would only confirm to us that they provided aerial surveillance. Under the security agreement between Iraq and the U.S., Americans can only provide such support if they're asked to do so by Iraqi commanders. But that said, American special forces, who number about 5,000 here in Iraq, have more flexible rules of engagement.
Well, if this all started with gunmen attacking the stock exchange and then retreating to this church, what does this say about Al-Qaeda in Iraq?
It's actually pretty similar to other recent attacks. Unlike those large-scale truck bombings that you saw a year or two ago that, targeted government buildings and international hotels, Al-Qaeda in Iraq doesn't really seem to have that kind of capability anymore. Iraqi and American officials both say that's mainly because they don't have the funding or the fighters from outside sources that they used to, or the connections to the larger Al-Qaeda organization headed by Osama bin Laden. So what you're seeing now is Al-Qaeda launching these sort of lower-cost, high-profile attacks. The idea is to make themselves look more dangerous than they actually are, to keep the specter of fear alive.
Kelly, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Kelly McEvers speaking to us from Iraq.